So in the last video, we looked at creating AI-powered software. What I want to do now is to look at building a different type of software, which is the Chrome extension. And here's some revenue I generated, over $7,000 in revenue I generated from a software tool that I actually got built with GPT. I think it was actually built, believe it or not, with GPT 3.5, although it might have been 4. I'm actually trying to remember which one it was. But yeah, I mean, this is certainly something that could be done nowadays with GPT-4 and the more powerful models. But I actually think this was done with 3.5. And so the way I did this is I used ChatGPT to write the code for me. I then paid a developer $50 to bug fix it. And then I generated $7,000 with an AI built, completely AI built Chrome extension. So that is like a 10,000% return, okay? So basically, Chrome extensions can be sold on the Google Play Store. You can go for approval and distribute them there. But you can also distribute them unpacked, as they're known, yourself, and then just send people the link and then sell them on your own platform, whether that is, your own website or somewhere else, and basically position them. Do tell people that they're Chrome extensions, but you can also kind of position them as apps or plugins. And they're very, very light, very easy to use, very easy to build. So essentially, you can just ask ChatGPT to make a Chrome extension. You will need to very likely, run it. There'll be bugs. You'll go back to GPT, make some changes, go back and forth. It's probably going to take about 3 or 4 hours to do this. And then once you've got kind of a version which is like 95% there, it looks like everything's working as it should. You know, GPT is done its very best, but there's still a couple of features that just aren't working. At that point, you can do what I did and just go onto Upwork and hire someone to fix it for you. And I did. I paid someone $50 to go in and fix the bugs. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a prompt here to go and try and start building your own Chrome extensions. You can go through this process too. Or again, you can just use AgentX to build an instant Chrome extension without having to go through any of this process. But I do recommend you check this out. It's a very, very powerful method. And it can be done entirely within GPT. So definitely check it out, and I'll see you in the next video.